The prevalence of at-home DNA tests has led to a lot of people finding out about family they didn't know they had. That was the case for 17-year-old Valley resident and high school senior Chloe Lippitz. But while many people find out about their family history through a phone call or maybe a reunion, Chloe's discoveries are part of a new documentary out today on Netflix called Found. She says about 4 or 5 years ago, she found one of her cousins through 23andMe. Her aunt, Amanda Lippitz, a film director, was interested in the story and decided to film it. The documentary follows Chloe and two of her cousins as they explore the backstory of their adoptions from China. I spoke with Chloe earlier and asked if she had any hesitation about doing something so personal that it'd be seen by so many people.
You know, I definitely did not expect this movie to become as big as it has become. In the beginning, I was told that this was going to be like a family movie, kind of fun thing to remember. It just so happens that Netflix picked it up.
Yeah, this has become a little bit more than just like a home movie kind of thing.
Yeah.
How has it been? I mean, obviously this is a very emotional journey, a very personal kind of thing that you were doing. How has it been to share it with not just the people with whom you thought you were sharing it, but lots of strangers?
It's still very surreal to me. I can't believe that it's happening. It's been taking quite a while for me to process. So I think I'm still processing right now, but I think it's a very exciting time.
What led you to do the 23andMe in the first place?
In the past, I had not been interested in very much of my Chinese adopted identity. And my parents came up to me sometime in the winter and asked me if I wanted to put my DNA. And I thought it was really cool. I was really into science at the time. So the idea of being able to be connected to like kind of anyone was really intriguing to me. So I did that.
So what was it like for you to meet these other girls who, as it turns out, are your cousins? I mean, you had no idea that they existed, and now all of a sudden you guys are able to FaceTime and video chat and ultimately take a trip to China together.
It has been a very amazing experience. I think our connection is very special. The moment I met Sadie and Lily, there was like a connection that I hadn't had to anyone before. And just like knowing that they have like the same experiences as you or very similar experiences to you is very special, and it's like a deep connection.
So tell me about the decision that the three of you made to go to China to see where it was you were born and meet at least some of the people who knew you when you were babies.
The idea to go to China was actually my aunt's idea, and I think it was just like an idea proposed to us as we were filming. And we weren't I wasn't extremely excited at first because it was very, a very scary idea. And going into it, I think was very exciting. I didn't get a lot of information because I think my aunt wanted it to be very raw. So all of the things that are in the film were stuff I was experienced for the first time. I think something very special about the trip was meeting Leo Hao and the connection that I was able to build with the people in China.
She was sort of a guide who took you and your cousins around and introduced you to people.
Yes, she was very amazing. At first, when I met her, it was very, I didn't expect our relationship to become as close as it did. Just like her being the personal investigator for like Sadie and Lily's finding their birth parents. But she really has become someone that I look up to, and her story is very important.
What was it like for you to not have a ton of information before stuff happened to you? I mean, I understand trying to do it, you know, for the benefit of the film, but, you know, we're also kind of talking about your life and your emotions and your feelings here. What was that like?
It was definitely a lot. This whole experience has been quite overwhelming, I would say. not having all the information going into it is not something I was very concerned with, just because I was just like overwhelmed with my emotions. But looking back on it now, I think it did play an important role in like getting like raw footage, I guess.
What kinds of emotions did you experience while you were there seeing places and meeting people?
It was very hard for me. I was very sad, I would say. I think there was like an underlying sadness and pain that I had, that I've had like my entire life, that was really exposed and like analyzed during like the process. A lot of reflection went on during the filming, and I don't know, it's really changed who I am and how I view my adoption now.
What kinds of things were you sad about?
I mean, going back and just like seeing what life could have been like for me is very difficult. I think a lot of reflection on how lucky I am to be where I am now, and just like sad about the connection that I lost to my birth mother. Sadness from just like seeing how hurt other parents are to having had to abandon their children was also a sadness.
So how has it changed who you are as a person now, having gone through that experience?
This experience has really opened my mind to how complicated Chinese adoption is, especially in the time Sadie Lilly and I were adopted in the one child policy. It gives me a lot. I gained a lot of information and knowledge on just like all sides of the story.
So what do you hope that people who watch this documentary take away from it?
I hope that it starts a discussion around Chinese adoption and how complicated it can be. I also hope it helps other adoptees begin asking questions and maybe begin trying to find answers around their own adoption. I think that it's important to recognize after watching the film that like we aren't necessarily puzzle pieces. Like there isn't always a perfect ending to this, but you know, asking questions and just like going at your own pace to find answers that really help fulfill something in yourself is important.
Right. All right. Well, Chloe, thanks a lot for your time. Congratulations on the film, and good luck in the future. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
17-year-old Chloe Lippitz is a high school senior here in the Valley and one of the subjects of the new documentary Found, which is out on Netflix today.